It must be 3 o'clock. It's 301 and change. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLC East Helena. Ron Sanchez in the chair, taking over from Tim Tate on this summery, cloudy, stormy day. And I'm into it. I've been buzzing around town all day. And I'm ready for this now. Even got a haircut, just so I look good on the radio. Okay? That's how dedicated I am. And a lot of people are dedicated in supporting KGLT, including Happy Trash Can, weekly curbside food scrap pickup from home businesses and events servicing Bozeman, Belgrade, and beyond. Subscriptions available online at happytrashcan.net. That's a new one. Yay. Wells Fargo Steakhouse in Virginia City. Scott and Amy are back with Montana Steaks. Can't read it that far. Rustic Northern Italian cuisine, signature cocktails, and a full list of wines. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Live music with Dave Walker and friends on Friday. Reservations at 843-5556. Should go out there. Say hi to Dave. Spend the night in Virginia City. That sounds fun. And Music Villa, Montana's music supplier, open daily at 10 a.m. and Sundays from noon to 5, located at 539 East Main Street in Bozeman, on the web at musicvilla.com. Okay, and there must be weather underneath here. Let me see if I can find it. I think my glasses are dirty, or I'm just more fuzzy than usual, but I can work it out. It's a nice day, I can tell you that. They're calling the outside temp 74.5, which is pretty nice. They say today, thunderstorms... I really can't read that. Thunderstorms later, anyway, with a... wait a minute. Let's make sure we're on the right page. Yeah, it looks like Bozeman. Hold on a sec. I need to clean my glasses. It's a bad state of things when you get like that. Without glasses, I can't read. I can get around, but I can't promise I'll recognize you on the street, especially if the sun's in my eyes, and that's happened a few times. Oh, okay, I see now. Thunderstorms and spots. A high of 61 today. Well, we beat that. Tonight, mostly cloudy with thunderstorms late with a low of 47. And tomorrow, something or other. Occasional rain and thunderstorms. A high of 61. Yeah, that's what I heard. Rain on the weekend. So, fair enough. I can live with that. It's that time of year when we have mixed weather, and it looks like we're going to get a real summer this year. Everything's nice and green and lush. Rivers are running high. And the mosquitoes are out. I found one in the house today, and it got me a couple times. And I couldn't get it. It's too clever. That has me worried. I need to let the iguana out. That'll solve that problem. Oh, I need to tell you, Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky in Southwest Montana, news with professional photography, and stories from across the region, available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Yeah, now I can see. I'm slowly focusing in.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Three Cheers for the Gallatin Art Crossing is in the Cannery District. It's open mic night at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. Ashley Holland plays at the Baxter. It's jazz night with Alex Robolata at Red Tractor Pizza. Rod Norris plays at Norris Hot Springs. Bozeman's Dark Side Walking Tour takes off from the Western Cafe. The ballet Giselle is at the Wilson. The play The Boys Next Door is at the Kaleidoscope. Ice Age and Mary Lattimore are at the Rialto. And Shakespeare in the Parks presents Othello at the MSU Duck Pond. In Livingston, the Pure Quill Reception with Barbara Van Cleve is at the Depot. The Coyote Gypsies perform at Uncorked. Exit 288 is at Chico Hot Springs. And the Two Rivers Gallery in Big Timber is having a reception for Cindy Godell. In Helena, it's the second annual Brewery Block Party at LNC Brewing. Falsettos is at the Grand Street Theater, and it's Tango Night at the Hub. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, set. I'm ready. All I have to do is press this button. Mm-hmm.
na 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 I don't think so.
some music from Birmingham, England. That's a move from their album Looking On. That'd been the third studio album of four that they did. Jeff Lynne leading the attack then. He had joined the band just about then on his way to ELO. Todd Rundgren from Philadelphia from his album Something Anything. And that record I know was a major work of art. I've owned it for quite a long time. I finally pulled it out a couple days ago to listen to it because I was looking for that song Black Mariah while I was doing some record shopping a few weeks ago, and realized I think I have that. And I sat down and listened to all four sides of it, and it's a stunning album. And I was chastised roundly by my record collecting friends for being slow on the draw, but so it goes. Better late than never, right? Right. What else was in there? Also from Birmingham, John Bonham, Robert Plant, or they might be from Kidminster, but that's just a suburb of Birmingham. Northern Midlands Boys from Led Zeppelin's live album, the expanded version of the song Remains the Same, You're the Ocean. And they sound good on that. You know, if you go watch that movie, Song Remains the Same, you might not like Led Zeppelin anymore. I know I walked out of that movie because it was just awful, terrible, and it didn't sound that good. But they sure got that soundtrack album sounding good. And I think it's because there's lots of edits and stuff from different versions, but rocking. So we've got a couple of full live Led Zeppelin albums so far. Three, maybe, because there's that one with the from the first album period. And then How the West Was Won and the BBC stuff. And they have more in the can. And I suspect that Jimmy Page will squeeze it out sooner or later. He likes to make the money. And you make money by putting out stuff. And since it was recorded 45, 50 years ago, it's been paid for, okay? Jimi Hendrix doing a studio version of Beginnings. I was looking for a live version of that. I have somewhere, and I don't know which version. I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it here. It might be a Woodstock. I don't know. So I salvaged that. I was thinking it was tax-free I wanted to play, but that's a whole different song. It's not Beginnings at all. 328 and 329. Running along a little bit, but that's okay. It's summertime. You can move a little slower during the summertime. And all I have to do is stop and tell you the 3 o'clock hour Friday afternoon show is underwritten in part by Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman, on campus at College and 11th, and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving locally roasted coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options every day for over 25 years. Online at dailycoffeebar.com. Oh, I don't have any of the business up, do I? Let me see if I can find something real quick, because I know I can do that. Maybe not. Oh, there's something going. A lot of changes here at KGLT. They're updating things. The studio's all moved around. The B studio, and they moved some things back into the A studio, number one studio. And I know there's some major technical advances in the works, which is always great. We got to move forward, you know? That steam-powered radio just doesn't hold up anymore.
This Week in This American Life, a congressional candidate, a Democrat, a progressive, who is not getting a lot of love from his own party, which is mostly tilting away from progressives with the midterms. But what's different about this candidate is that he's perfectly willing to tell us all the stuff we never usually hear, all the behind-the-scenes arm-twisting and shenanigans by party leadership that have been driving him crazy for months. His tell-all this week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Yeah, there you go. I sort of have a feeling it's Rune coming in today. I think that's what he said 2 weeks ago. They sort of switch things around because he's getting married. And he has to get fitted for the ball and chain. So he changed the schedule a little bit. But I think we'll be getting back something close to seeing Derek in the near future. It's always good on Friday, so you don't really have to worry, do you? I don't think so. And speaking of good, I have some good music.
to tell me something right now. You try to break my heart, the way you touch my hand, the way you touch my hand, the way you touch my hand, 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 hand. You went and took my heart away. You went and took my soul.
Ah, lovely. That Pedro Emotion, mostly from Northern Ireland, and some singer from Seattle. Sounded really good. That first album of theirs is killer. Though they made several more that are all really good. Covering a Pere Ubu there, a V2, on the CD of Manic Pop Thrill. Start off with MC5, an early single. B-side, you heard I Just Don't Know. The Nomads from Where the Wolfbane Blooms, a very nice EP I picked up in Sydney, Australia. Looks like it. The price tag was $15, and the way the dollar was at that point, that meant it cost me about $7. A steal of a deal for original Nomads pressing. Radio Birdman, rare B-side, Rock Bottom, and finishing up with that Pedro Emotion. 3:46. It's here. It's summer. Let me tell you something, and I will proceed.
Again this summer, the Bozeman Public Library Foundation presents Music on the Green, Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. On June 17th, the series gets started with Ian Thomas and his band of drifters.
Well, the days are short and the drives are long.
The family-friendly concert is free and open to the public, with food available from local vendors. Music on the Green with Band of Drifters, Sunday, June 17th, on the Bozeman Library Front Plaza. There's more information by phone at 582-2400.
Okay, there you go. Jim was just cluing me in on some of the advancements here, and you'll be excited when they finalize it. But like I said, they're just pushing forward to give us a lot more flexibility, more tools, better tools. It's the modern world. And KDLT has kept up pretty well, but things are moving pretty fast in the radio world, so we're going to catch up. And that's nice. You know, in the scheme of things, KDLT has a fantastic studio. I hope you can appreciate it. Us DJs sure do. I know a lot of people around the country, and they have, some of them have pretty fancy places. Some of them are working out of the back room of some storage room at their college. And they're always thrilled when they get their own dedicated space, just like we are here. It's very generous, and it means we can make good radio for you. That's the whole point of this. This is KGLT. My name's Ron Sanchez. I'll be around for another hour and some, 2 hours and some.
Words could say what he really meant to tell me on that day. So
Here we're up to 4 o'clock with Dwight Twilley from the Great Lost Twilley album. You heard Shaken in the Brown Grass. Brian Tchaikovsky from his debut album, Strange Man, Change Man, here at Sarah Smiles. Great artist who vanished, really, just disappeared. Made 3 albums. The third one didn't really do much business, and that was it.